Now to our top shelf this week, and actor Marcus Graham first came to our attention in the 90s soap E Street, playing the heartthrob known as Wheels. Since then, he's appeared on shows including Jack Irish, Secret City, Picnic at Hanging Rock, and Clever Man. But right now, you can catch him on the ABC's new soapy The Heights, which we talked about on this show a few weeks back. You can still catch up on that discussion online or in your podcast feed, of course, if you missed it. But today, Marcus Graham is here to share with us five films that he loves.
So the first film that I want to mention is Knife in the Water, which is Polanski's first film, and it's black and white, and it's in Polish, and it has subtitles at the bottom, and it's about three people on a boat. It really kind of looks at the male ego, I think. There are two male characters, one kind of middle-aged and one much younger, and they kind of oscillate between antagonist and protagonist, which is trying to find that kind of power position, you know, as they do. And there's a female character in there who's sort of magnetic. It's a wonderful film. It's a single camera film. The fact that it's all on a boat at sea, black and white, three people. It's very low budget. It's Polanski's first film. Apparently, when he left, they didn't like it in Poland. And the story is that he had the film canister on the back seat of his car as he was leaving to go to Paris, and he said to they're going to regret it one day, they're going to remember me one day, and drove off.
I can't stay too long here. They'll be coming looking for me. Dr. Hill, there's a plot. I know that sounds crazy. You're probably thinking, my God, this poor girl has really flipped. But I haven't flipped, Dr. Hill. I swear, by all the saints, I haven't. There are plots against people, aren't there?
Yes, I suppose there are.
Well, there's one against me and my baby.
The next one is another Polanski film, which is Rosemary's Baby. And it's just the most extraordinary psychological horror. And some people say it's the first psychological horror that was made. And certainly when you look at it, there are scenes, derivative scenes, that now are used in so many horror movies. He shoots it all on a 25mm. And they say that we look at the world through a 25mm to a 28mm lens. So the whole film is sort of very true to one's own natural perspective of the world. It's such a clever film. And what it says about how women are treated at the time. I mean, Rosemary's always sort of closed. She's got these concerns and she's always closed down. No, darling, no, dear, you just be quiet. And she, you know, gives birth to the devil's spawn. And I think it's really quite ironic that Mia Farrow's true actual son, Ronan, then, you know, gave birth to the Me Too movement with, through the Huffington Post talking about Weinstein. I think there's some kind of poetic, ironic justice there somehow. But anyway, look, I think Rosemary's Baby is an extraordinary film. And if you haven't seen it, you just check it out.
I've seen Bob recently. He has a trailer out here. And if you want to go see him, you don't want to go by yourself, there's a bell right there, ring on it.
Why would I want to see Bob?
Because you love him.
The next film I want to talk about is Snowbird, and it's a short film by Sean Baker. And he made this to publicize the Kenzo clothing range. It's the most gorgeous little film. He's a wonderful filmmaker, and he always talks about having this end point, and he doesn't start making something until he's got a very strong end point. And in a way, the film is about the end point that he's heading to, and this end point is really something. Anyway, it's a beautiful little film. Check it out. Snowbird.
The man who lives in here gets arrested a lot.
These are the rooms we're not supposed to go in. But let's go anyway.
Could you give us some change, please?
The doctor said we have asthma and we gotta eat ice cream right away.
Here you go.
The next film is The Florida Project, which is also by Sean Baker, and it's a feature film. It's with Willem Dafoe and a bunch of people that haven't acted before, and they're really, really good. It's seen through the eyes of a couple of kids, and these kids are just off the chart, just quite extraordinary. Why I like the film is its genre is social realism, and there was a lot of social realistic films, like Mike Lee made a lot of these films. They were so great films, but they're so down and dire and depressing. Whereas this is full of life and hope and adventure and colour, and yet that doesn't cut across the truth, the socioeconomic kind of situation of these characters and the kind of the dire straits of it all, really. So it's very interesting how you can go in one direction but say something that's heading in the opposite direction, I think. Sean Baker's use of colour is extraordinary too. He seems to just push the palette, you know, and so it's just vibrating with life and colour.
Station.
I need to fix up my trap yard. I was wondering if you could help me.
Where'd you get your black stock from?
Oh, no. We're all equal here. All equal in the eyes of the Lord.
Okay, so Sweet Country by Warwick Thornton is just the most beautiful film. He seems to capture the spirit of the land. And I know that sounds really obnoxious and twee to say that, but I think he does it because there's no soundtrack in the film. He just lets the true ambience of where he is kind of breathe, and after a while you're spellbound by the environment, and there's something going on there. There's something going on with that film that, you know, it's beyond kind of words in a way. It's me talking about it now, I feel actually sort of pompous, sort of saying spiritual or something, but it kind of is, actually. It's very special. It can be hard work, this film, because there's not bells and whistles all over the place, but it's an extraordinary experience.
Why did you run, Mr. Kelly?
I shot a white fella.
Actor Marcus Graham there with his top five films. And I don't mean to quibble, but it came to my attention that the instigator of Me Too wasn't, in fact, Roman Farrow. His article was important in inspiring it in Hollywood, but of course it was Tarana Burke. But Marcus Graham there with his top five films. And you can catch Marcus Graham, of course, on TV at the moment, starring as Pav in The Heights, which is available on ABC iView.